Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Oh, I have to give you an update on the weather report. Yesterday, it was glorious. It was 56 degrees. Today, it is freezing cold. And, of course, in Chicagoland, we have wind. And they always refer to it as Chicago, the Windy City, because of the wind. No, darling, it's because of the politics. Oh, politicians, politicians. Let's send them all of our good wishes with everything that's happening coming out of the federal government, Washington, D.C. We put those people there. Oh, that's another show. Today's show is, are you a triumph or are you a flop? Now, this will cover many, many areas of our life. However, it all goes back to choices, doesn't it? And then I have a call to action. But before I do that, I want to give you the call-in number, 347-637-3789. That's 347-637-3789. And the email is kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. And you could write to me, Post Office Box, 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. And be sure and log on, Kathy Watson Speaks, CathiWatson Speaks, SPEAKS.com, and click on all of the buttons. 2013, the year to embrace solidarity while paying homage to the power of the voice, voicing our intention, our purpose, while holding on to and never letting go of that fire in the belly desire to make a difference not only in our lives, but in our world. Come on now, all of you. The show is archived. blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson. Click on any of the dates. It's just awesome. You know, so you're not perfect. Not even the most brilliant, savvy businesswoman or talented athlete gets it right every time. So what makes you think you should? You know, our ego gets in our way, don't you think? And I'm going through, let me share with you because I really, you know, we're family. I finally got an aha. And this is related to, this goes back over 55 years. Of putting, you know what? I've been an enabler. And yes, I am admitting this. And that's where I flopped my course in life. I've been an enabler. It hasn't affected me because I'm going to go forward. But I've been enabling certain entities to carry on in the arena that they were, that was not compatible with me. And I just accepted it. And when you accept it, when you know that there needs to be change and there needs to be guidance, then you flopped. I flopped. But it's okay because now I know how to turn it around. I will not, and this is December 5th, and I want all of you to remember this. It's the first of the month, and that's when I do all of my house cleaning of the people that are in my life. And I take them one at a time. And I see how they served me and how I serve them. Was it triumphantly or was it a flop? And if I get slightly agitated or I'm, having a hissy fit, then I have to release them. Whatever interactions we had, it was not compatible. So do you do it? How do you do it? You don't do it in anger. You justly release that person. And you see, Time is life. Any time that you're giving to anyone is part of your life. And what you do is just reduce that amount of time that you're going to spend with the situation, with the corporation, with the job, whether it's family, extended, I don't care. But you have to release it. Otherwise, you are enabling them to victimize you. Now you have a choice. I release them to their highest good. What I wish for myself, I wish for all mankind and the entire universe. And I wish them good fortune, good health, good everything. But they go to the bottom of my list. Because you see, I matter. I matter. And I have to be happy alone before I can be happy with all of you in the world and the situation in my life today. I want you to know it was as though an albatross had been taken off my shoulders. I will not be an enabler. And it has to do with today's show, Triumph or Flop. I don't really think of it as flopping. You know, when I said that your greatest freedom is that of choice, I made many choices in my life that came to embrace me, and others came back and bite me in the butt. I had to talk it out. I had to write it out because, you see, I'm not going to let anyone stress me so that my little telomeres shorten in my cellular structure, because looks do matter. I am a fashionista. I'm excited about being in the winter of my life because, you see, it's the springtime of my life, and I could share all of this with you. So can you weather the storm? Do you have any guts? Do you want glory? Do you have guts? I didn't fail. I just wasn't aware. And when the awareness hit me, it was unbelievable. Because now I have more clarity on how to triumph in your life, how to be in joy, how to be in gratitude, how to be happy, how to feel good. And you do it about feeling good about yourself. And I didn't. Right now, I'm not feeling good about myself because I have been an enabler. And it is not going to happen again. That's the good part. You understand what I'm talking about? You know, yesterday we talked about chronic illnesses and domestic abuse. I don't care whether it's physical, emotional, or mental. Get out. You're not going to change them. We teach people how to treat us. And when it hit me, it was so close, I didn't even see it. I soared. I mean, I just broke all those shackles, and I said, no more. Done. Women, you're not a failure. And some of you can be abusive emotionally and mentally and verbally. Yesterday's show was talking about, can you imagine, being married to an executive for 10 years, a highly respectable executive who beat the hell out of her, knocked her head against the wall, tried to choke her with a dog leash. She got out of it, but years later, chronic illnesses started to show up. Are you surprised that she got migraines? Are you surprised that she had cerebral hemorrhages? Why do you stay? There's help, and I gave you help. Log on to www.blogtalkradio.com, Kathy Watson, and click on December 4th. Now, is that your choice? Is that your choice? Now, you're listening to Live with Kathy. Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network reaching listeners in any country around the world. thousands of shows, millions of listeners discover what the world has to say. We're all in this together. And I know it's frightening, but reach out, get your support group, you could do it. Log on, this is the technology today, log on. But I do want to give you that one little sage advice. When you're ready to walk out of a volatile, dangerous situation, do it permanently. Don't go back to the house. Don't talk about it. Just do it. Have the guts. Just know that millions and millions of women have done this. Why do men do this? I don't know. I'm not a psychologist. I'm not a medical man. I've just lived life with, through all of its twists and turns, with futuristic and visionary insights. I want to know that if you've listened to my show and you took action, that it made a difference in your life. You see, it's not only my personal growth, it's yours too. If you're listening to Live with Kathy, call in 347-637-3789. And share with me the trauma, if you want to. You know, it is a catharsis. Edith Nam, who is a brilliant author in her book, and we'll talk about her a little bit later, that when you're in an upset, write it down and then burn it. Vent your feelings. Just let it happen. Call me, 847-882-8717. I'm a good venting board. And then I'll just make a suggestion that you call the local chapters that are going to help. You see, this is your life. It's the golden years. It's everything. It's to be enjoyed. Don't let anyone tarnish it. No man is worth your tears. But once you find one that is, he won't make you cry. And you men, no woman is worth breaking your heart. But once you find one that is, she won't break your heart. 347-637-3789. Oh, log in. Don't call. Email Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net. Call 847-882-8717 to talk to me up front and personal. Write to me at Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois 60195. And then log on kathywatsonspeaks.com. And click on all of the buttons. And the first thing that you're going to do, go to books. You're going to see The Elixir of Youth. It's yours. It's a gift. The entire month of December, it's free. It's my secrets, my methods to discover how to look and feel younger and better longer than you ever thought possible right now. Not in 5 years, a year, right now. Something as simple as thumping the thymus to improve your immune system. Put the tip of your tongue behind your front teeth. Take a soft fist, go down to the throat, and you know where that little bone is, the little cul-de-sac? Just thump that and think, I am health, I am health, I am health. I'm getting better and better every day in every way in my business and personal life. Thump, 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 thump. But you must put the tongue up behind the front teeth. What did it cost? Nothing. No costly equipment. All you have to do is get the book. Now, you could order it. It's $4.95. 60 years of putting it together of research and development. If that doesn't convince you that I'm the expert and the creator, then nothing will. You want to reinvent the wheel? Be my guest. And then scroll down, and you'll see choices. These are 14 of us, celebrities in our own right. We told our story and how we got from down in the valley to standing on top of the mountain with our dream dancing in our heart, not going poof, poof, poof. You'll be immersed in the power of our choices, our voice, and challenges. You'll embrace our determination and purpose. Oh, you'll laugh, you'll cry. You're going to rejoice in our victorious achievements, and they're all true stories. What you can learn from choices? You can fulfill your dreams. It's never too late. You can overcome adversity and succeed. And you can live your life in paradise, spiritual or merit or material. It's up to you. The book is available through Kathy Watson. You get a discount depending on how many you order. It's in soft, hard, Kindle, ebook, and Nook. Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, and Author House. And maybe you have a dream that's dancing in your heart that you want to share your story. But you just want to be a contributing author. That makes you an author. And in the Heart of the Lion, my trip to Africa. Oh, what memories that conjures up the dark continent. With Luca and Rick traversing the Serengeti and the Maasai Mara and witnessing the wildebeest in formation, the thundering of their hoofs, the migration of the elephants, the cheetahs, the rhinos. Ah, what memories. That's available through Ex Libris and Amazon.com. And then I'm in 101 Ways to Improve Your Life. That is Amazon.com and self-growth. Hey, you are here to triumphantly live your life. You see, I don't think you're a flop. You were just uninformed. Just like I got the aha about in October. It was, revealing. It was releasing. And it won't happen again. Because I have so much to give. Take time to live. Our world and life have so much to give. Live with Kathy is archived, blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, and click on Z-Dates. How exciting for me to share my triumphs and my little boo-boos. I don't like flops. So, let me share with you what, come on, get your pen and pad out. Get your pen and pad out. Look in the mirror and tell yourself how amazing you are. You're brilliantly talented. Yeah, you are. Now, this is what I want you to do. I'm looking for super agers. Women and men that are 80 plus, that are still active, contributing, are giving back to the world, and are childlike, but not childish, are happy to be able to embrace the world and say, hey, I made it. And I want them to share their victories and their talent. I want unstoppable 80-year-olds in the prime of life. We're defining age, not only locally, but the world. We're in the prime of our life, and we want to share our triumphs and our little boo-boos with you. But more of the triumphs. Isn't it amazing? You could put 180-year-olds in a room. All you have to do is look at their eyes to see how sparkling they are. And the ones that are happy with themselves and have embraced a religion that truly supports them. You see, it doesn't matter to me what your religion is. Did you write that down? It doesn't matter to me what your religion is. That may be all that you have. And hey, that's even for you atheists. That's all you got, nothing. I don't care. I don't care. So you could call in at 347-637-3789 if you're one of these vivacious 80-year-olds. 80 years. Celebrating 80 years. Let's do that. I want those of you that are on the brink of celebrating 80 years, climbing and moving higher on the path of life, and you want to share your brilliant talent, your genius with the world, and I'm looking for vocalists. I'm looking for violinists, a piano player, something that I could put on the air. And then I need to talk with you. I need to find out how you're giving back. Because we're taking over, we're living longer. But the sadness is that we're not living better. The quality of life has evolved so many because you've listened to Hollywood, you've listened to the media, you listen to these experts that don't know one hand from another. What has age got to do with it? Mark Twain said, age is a matter of the mind. If you don't mind, it doesn't matter. And if it does matter, you have flopped in life. You have made boo-boos because you've listened to others who haven't a clue what they're talking about. They haven't lived life. They haven't experienced it. Yes, I have. And I was at the crossroads. Now what am I going to do? I'm going to encourage all of you. I'm going to take on whoever, whatever I have to make this world right before I go on to the next dimension. There's no stopping me. I am unstoppable. I want unstoppable 80-year-olds. You have to talk to me. You have to email me at kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. You have to write to me at Post Office Box 95913. And you could call me on 847-882-8717. I want your story. I don't want whining. I want your survival methods. I want what makes you so happy. And yet others look like they're 100 going on 160. Attitude, the mindset, the excitement. And when you're doing that, you are a role model. Don't you get it? You're a role model. You're going to change your life by your thinking, your choices, and you're going to help redefine the world because we're all in this together. Dare to dream. Come on, 80 plus. Make my day. Make my day. Because you know, Dr. Seuss said, we're all off to great places. Today is today. Your mountain, my mountain, is waiting. So let's get on our way. Can you do that? Can you possibly do that? Your mountain is there. Do you have that dream, or is it still just poof, 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 poof? You still talking about it? Well, it's the 5th. Remember now to clean house. Look at your reference group. That's a good place to start. Take a tiny little step. And just for today, say, I'm going to look at how I serve the people in my life and how they serve me. Do we resonate? Or is it irritating? Now, there are times when, come on, in our own self-growth that we have to put up with situations, but we don't have to be married to them. Get over it. Let it go. But first you have to come to a conclusion. You have to come to, I am finished. This is it. Now I must go to the next step, next step, next step, next step. Read the book Choices. They had the guts. They wanted to triumph. They didn't want to live their lives according to other people's dictation. That's what happens in domestic violence, emotional, mental, and verbal abusive relationships. We allowed that person to get away with it. It's your choice. Can you weather the storm? Can you weather the storm? Don't underestimate the range of emotions that you will feel when you decide to look at your life and say, I'm a triumph. I'm a success. And for me to continue on this road, there's just some changes I have to make. And man, you'll feel so good about it. If they're done with love, neutrality, and wishing the other person the best of everything. Listening to Live with Kathy. None of you are failures. None of you are failures. I'm telling you that right now. That is the mindset. That's what you accepted, what is true for you. Now, everything is relative. Everything is relative. You see, if failure played correctly really leads to increased success. And then whomever you are, whether it's a man or a woman, well, you're the natural beneficiary. Now, first step is, write this down, to help you weather the storm, we all need a support system. I have a, they're mastermind. They're brilliant mastermind people in other related businesses that I have on my Rolodex. So the one way to recover, when I'm in an upset, just like right now, I just got through telling you that no longer am I going to put up with being a victim. Even if it's maybe once a year. No, it isn't going to happen anymore. I think maybe I did it just to get rid of it and say, well, maybe it didn't exist. I don't care. But it did not affect my progress. But it did affect me right now because now I know that I will no longer be an enabler. Now, let me do just a little sidebar here. I'll tell you how important this is. I have a dear friend, Miss Boom Boom. She's in her 90s. She has a son, Zachary. That's not his name. He's pushing 70. And she still cuddles him like he's a little boy. Oh, Zachary lost his daddy when he was 8 years old. Get over it, Miss Boom Boom. And she enables him to not grow up emotionally. In the 12 Pathways to Unconditional Love and Happiness, and this is by Ken Keyes. Let me see, yes. Brilliant. Plus the choice process. I feel with loving compassion the problems of others without getting caught up emotionally in their predicaments that are offering them messages they need for their growth. I have 3 adult children. And when I get a phone call, Mother, you're not on the air now. You're not doing a radio show. I need for you to listen to what I am experiencing right now, and I would appreciate your comments. Now that's one phone call. And then the other, hi, Ma, what's going on? What's shaking? How are the shows going? What's the weather in Chicago? How's Dad doing? Do you see? There are two hats there. Two hats. Shakespeare said they're masks. I don't like that. I want a hat. I want to see my face. I want to see how it changes when I am experiencing, whether it's happiness, triumph, flumps, flops, floopies, whatever. So the one hat is that I am just going to listen. Going to listen. And to be unconditional. And forget that it's one of my kids calling me. Then the other hat is, oh, yeah, Ma, oh, we're fine. Yeah, we've got a gazillion things to do today, and I'm redefining aging in America, and I'll tell you about it later. So any of you that, if you know of an 80-year-old that is moving higher on the path of life, I want to hear about it. Mm-hmm. Now, don't for 1 minute think it isn't scary to face your failure. Don't we just love to make up a ton of reasons why it didn't work, why, the if, the what? No! If failure played correctly, it really leads to increased success. One way to recover is to reach out to people who support you. That's why I reach out to my mastermind group. They will soothe your gasping. I can't believe this happened to me. About whatever went wrong. Excuse me. Women typically are good at building networks, finding friends who can sympathize while helping to analyze the situation and figure out what part, if any, could have been avoided. Don't you see how enlightening this is? You can't go forward if you're always a success. An oyster without friction cannot produce a beautiful oyster. Success is failure turned inside out. The silver tint of the clouds of doubt. You can never tell how close you are. It may be near when it seems so far. So stick to the fight when you're the hardest hit. It's when things seem worse that you must not quit. That's why it's so important. Napoleon Hill said, in Think and Grow Rich, most people stop when they're an inch away from making it happen. No guts, no glory. Now, women also rise above failure because they find validation in a variety of places. You know what? Unlike men who tend to construct their identity around jobs and professional achievement, women's sense of self rests on many girders. Work, yes, but also family, community, and friendship. You know, you guys, you just almost are linear in your thinking. You see, life isn't just all about you and your job. And you know I love you dearly. But now, here's the difference. While gender generalizations can be tricky, studies suggest that women take missteps more personally than men do. Women tend to be intrapunitive, blaming themselves for failure, whereas men are more likely to attribute failure to circumstances and may blame others. How about that? It's never their fault. I see it in today's society. They will go to any degree to make themselves right. Hey, you got to be in touch with the gassy old geezers who are 50, no, 60, 70, 80. Well, that's not the way I did it, and I'm not going to change. This is the way it is, so live with it. Go build your own society. Go build your own island and live in the past. There's no glory. Backward, turn backward, O time, in your flight. Make me a child again just for today. Yeah, for a little while, but you don't build a tent there. There are so many. Now that we're getting older and older, gassy old geezers, get your own club. I do not have room for old people in my life. Now, women, this is what we tend to do, and we've got to stop it right now. We keep going back to the same thought over and over and brooding on setbacks. Look at it. See what the solution is. Move forward. Let it go. I told you I looked at what was really on a subconscious, subliminal level annoying the hell out of me when it finally surfaced in October after 55 years. I'm liberated. And now I could release it. You see, the danger of going back is that lapses get magnified and come to feel bigger than they are, increasing the temptation to retreat or even quit. I wasn't consciously aware. I am now. Thank you, Blog Talk Radio, for releasing me. Thank you, Edith Nam. So you're not perfect. I'm not perfect. Not even the most brilliant, savvy businesswomen or men or talented athletes gets it right every time. So what makes you think you should? The key is to knowing how to turn today's flop into triumph. It's easier than you think. It is your choice. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. I love radio. You see, I see it as a new expression of release for all of you. It's a powerful marketing tool. And I bet there are some of you that are sitting there thinking, I'd love to have my product, business, or whatever on talk radio, but I don't know what to do. And, oh, I'm scared. I don't want to leave my comfort box. You don't have to be scared, and you don't have to leave your comfort box. All you have to do is to be willing to be open and to learn, because I'm going to develop you. We're going to find the authentic you. We are going to personify you into the person that you really know that you are, but you're afraid to share it with the world. So you're flopping around, doing nothing. Change is constant, but you need to know when to shift your strategies to accommodate change. And I could help. I have an introductory offer. My show is open to partnerships / sponsors. Call it whatever you want. It's partnerships with me. 10 weeks, and some cases, it's 26 weeks, 15 weeks. But the introductory offer is 10 weeks. Your infomercial is heard, your mini-mercial is heard 4 times a week, and it's 40 times in the 10 weeks. But listen to me, darlings, you get to be invited as a co-host on my show. Mm-hmm. Can you handle that? And then you listen to yourself. And then you only ask one question. Would I jump up and run to buy that product if I heard that commercial? Nah, we have to tweak it. We always do. Because you see, this is a process in your personal growth. And your telomeres will start growing and growing, and your cells will be so happy. You will look younger, you'll live longer, and you'll be in better health. Call me at 847-882-8717. One of my partners, Iron Workers, District Council of Chicago and Vicinity. We've been partners for years. My mission and purpose is to acknowledge Iron Workers and to recognize them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction, to illuminate their character, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family, work ethics revealed not only in the artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood and solidarity. Iron Workers offering a full spectrum in career development. Earn while you learn. Ironworkers.org. Remember, I'm married an iron worker. You want to find out more about them? And the proud men and women who work in the trade? YouTube.com/Union Ironworkers. YouTube.com/Ironworkers Impact. And then the Iron Fest Festival International, August 9th. From Canada and the United States. Iron Fest, IronFest.com. Hoffman Estates Park District. You're bored and lonely? Yo. It's your choice. Rika's chapter, the Divine Intervention in Choices, is remarkable. Just remarkable. A trip into the south side of Chicago in 2005, it changed her life. And now she's changing the lives of 50-plus, the consortium at the Hoffman Estates Park District. Did you know that they were the 2009 National Gold Medal winners? National, I belong to it. Log on, heparks.org. There are no do-overs in your life. This is not a dress rehearsal. We're all in queue, ready for the next dimension. What is your dash going to be? Did you live? Did you love? Did you matter? Someone to love? Something to do? Someone to care for? Hold a minute. Kathy Watson. I am on the air. Goodbye. Hi there. That was a call. And I will take it at another time. Oh, I got so excited. I thought it was someone calling in about. This is what I want to share with you. I'm in my 80s, but I'm contributing to life. I just feel so joyous when I'm in service to other people. The more you give, the more you get. The more you give, the more you get. First the service, then the reward. Yeah, that really happens. So, call your park districts, your senior centers, and your libraries. Give back. Give back. Volunteer. That's how you enjoy the best of the rest of your life. And then let me share with you our certified public accountant, Greg McIntyre. He said, Kathy, if anyone has a little issue about a tax or whatever, I'll give them a couple of minutes of my time complimentary. And then anything over and above that, the rate will be assessed, but he is brilliant. ahtax@ameritech.net. And you've heard me say over and over again, that looks do matter. Everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks. Secret number 4, page 42, I share with you my secrets on distressing your face. Now, you could get the book and the product. Now, when you order the product, it's Procaine. You could only get it through me. 847-882-8717. Or you could log on kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. Anger releases toxins into our bodies and the cells start to die. And when they start to die, the telomeres get short. And that's increasing premature death. I'm a fashionista. Aging has been theorized, spiritualized, and intellectualized, but never glamorized. And I'm going to glamorize it. With or without your help. Better with your help because you have ideas that I don't have. And we have fun doing it. I don't walk in front of you or in back of you. Walk alongside each other and have fun. Be childlike. Be happy. Have that sparkle. And step in your walk. The sparkle in your eye. The Procaine is available only through me. And I want you to know up front all sales are final. I do not want to be involved in returns. Nah. It's so effective, you apply it only 3 times a week. Now, when you order that, you're going to get the ebook. You know how to get in touch with me. Come on. I don't want to have to work this hard to make you look good. Edith Nam. This lady has experienced liver, colon, breast, and thyroid cancer. She's in her 80s. Edith, N-A-M-M, check her out on the internet. She's an author, counselor, and educator extraordinaire. Her mission is to introduce you to winning ways to positively energize your brain and body through her latest book, Change to a Positive Mindset and Extend Your Lifeline. A journey of miles of smiles, positive energy, power, hope, health, and happiness. To learn more, log on www.enamm.com or email ensharesmile@aol.com. What are you whining about? Go to Amazon.com and Barnes & Noble and get the book. And then let's find out. There are 2 categories. We're going to fit in 1 of 2 categories. TNT, toxic negative thinking, that has embraced its pandemic in the world today. Or are you going to be PEP, positive energy, power? Stop whining. Get the book. Did you have trouble paying your bills last month? Did you have more month than money? You're lazy. You're whining. I don't know. You've been downsized. You got the dreaded pink slip and, Well, the government's going to do it. Oh, don't rely on the government. Don't even get me started on this Part D. The best is yet to come. The government, the federal government, we got to do something about it, honey. We've got to step back and take a good look at what they're doing to our country. But we did vote them in, didn't we? And when you're unhappy, did you call? No. I don't want Big Brother to know about. Are you kidding? He already knows about you. And what he knows is that you don't have any guts because you're not calling and complaining. You know, we put you in office, we could take you out. Thank you for allowing me to bend. So are you a solopreneur retired with dreams of starting your own business? You can without investing huge capital. I work from my home. When I was 25 years old, I started my own home-based business. I love being in control of all of my choices. I don't blame anyone. Oh, I did for a while until I was enlightened. You're sitting there. You're not fulfilled. Your dreams are not fulfilled. You didn't reach your goals. You can't pay your bills, and yet I'm offering you a formula that offers infinite opportunities to challenge yourself, yeah, while making money. You're all lazy. Did you hear me? And you need a business plan. You're just all lazy. Let someone else take care of me. Well, that someone else is too busy asking for, well, let someone else take care of me. Take care of yourself. Be independent. Be triumphant. Or flop around. Run with the herd. Don't soar with the lion, with the eagles. Log on www.leticia, L-E-T-E-C-I-A dot, myshackley.com. It doesn't take any money. It takes ingenuity. It takes perseverance. It takes persistence. It takes a desire. It takes joy. This is joy for me to do what I'm doing. It's not work. But you go ahead. make other people wealthy. That's what Lee did. She's in the book Choices. She said, I quit. I'm tired of making you guys look good. I don't want your money. I want my own money. Jack, her husband, who has since passed on to the other dimension, said, get back and get your corporate job back. This goes back to 1978. $30,000, you're walking away. She said, yes, I am. And he said, well, you don't have the brains to do it. You'll never make it. That's all she needed to hear. Today, Lee is the back half of 70, and she receives a residual check every month, four figures. What are you whining about? You're lazy. Get off your guzitsa. Get off your duff. Get inspired. But you know what? This reminds me of the New Year's resolutions. Man, I'm so fired up. I'm going to get it done. 72 hours later, it's over with. You forgot. So this is calling all women of the world, not only in America but globally. 2013, the year to reign supreme, to year to let our voices heard in solidarity. You know, together we can make a difference in diverse and remarkable ways. The days of getting wealthy by working, don't quit your day job. You're too scared. And you shouldn't until you have a solid, or work both. Work both if you want to. But now you've got residual. That means income that you didn't really plan on, you know, just keeps coming in. And then teach your kids the science of building a business. Make it a family affair. This is the year to unleash your passion. Have you considered more profitable, less risking, and more of a soul-nourishing approach? Then think seriously about creating your own home-based business. Yeah, change is constant, I know. But it doesn't have to be. Get in touch with Lee, Letitia.myshackley.com. And it doesn't cost anything. But you're going to have a business plan. You're now going to be a business person. You're going to be the CEO of your own company. You're going to be making money and opportunities to challenge yourself. You're smart enough. You don't need a college education. You just need that fire in the belly desire to say, yes, this is what I want. So many are becoming wealthy today, starting from nothing, and it could be you. It's pandemic. Hey, you dads, stay-at-home dads, all of you, grandfathers, grandmothers, retirees, More people than ever are embracing the power of creating their home-based business. Ours are yours. You are the CEO, and make it a family affair. You're talking to live, listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, and pick up the book Choices, Amazon.com, Author House, Barnes & Noble. Now, remember, tomorrow is Friday. I'm on the air at 6:30 a.m. Central Time. So now, and this is for you guys too. Okay, so it didn't work out. I don't like the word failure. I don't like it when they say we're going to do constructive criticism. What the hell is constructive about criticism? No, we're going to plus, we're going to tweak. Okay, so now, what are you going to do? First of all, accept that it didn't work. You know what? It could be the universe telling you that's not the right way. Just sit back, go into meditation. If you'll open your mind and get rid of that constipated mentality, and let me give you the formula. When you're feeling devastated, anger, grief, mortification, it has an evolutionary purpose. It stimulates new action. So get, Johnny Carson said you could be down in the valley in the pity pot, but don't build a castle. So when we're sad or ashamed or frustrated, we're hearing our psyche tell us to adapt. Don't bottle up your feelings. Feel it. I'm going to be talking. That was my sister Anne who called. We didn't finish our conversation. And I will finish it. after the show. It's just making her aware that you can't judge other people until you've walked in their shoes. So feel the anger, disappointment. Get over it. Open your mind. What's next? Don't brood. Wallowing in past failures is a recipe for dysfunctional response. This is from a psychiatrist. If you catch yourself ruminating, use cognitive behavioral techniques to take your mind in a different direction. Do a math problem in your head. Think about tasks facing you later in the day. Talk to your mastermind group. And then explain the situation to them. What, you see, I believe in believing in my higher self, my higher power. I don't know, it could be the Dalai Lama to you, could be anyone. But I sit quietly and say, Kathy, get out of your bloated way and let the universe, God, tell you, advise you. Oh, I went through a period. What the hell is taking so long? Don't you know that I don't have that much time? So I want it now. Impatient Kathy. When I got my bloated self out of the way, the doors that opened were just beautiful. What an experience in my growth. And no, I never felt shameful. Don't skip the shame. So maybe you bombed a speech. Your partner left you. Maybe it was the best thing that ever happened to you. Flubbing a presentation. This is a sign of courageous effort. You can develop resiliency by welcoming criticism, admitting vulnerability, fighting perfectionism, and discounting, at least to some extent, what others think. I don't think. What you think of me is none of my business. Sometimes you need to know when to quit. I'm determined to be victorious. And I've learned when I'm pursuing a goal and I'm falling short over and over and over and over again, what are you proving, Kath? What are you doing? Let it go. Get rid of it. If you've done it over and over and over and over, and you want different results, but you're not getting it, that means let it go. Some will, some won't, so what? Next. Change your strategy. Change your direction. This is not rocket science stuff. Don't see failure as a referendum. Don't judge yourself while you're doing. Save the self-critiquing for when you have finished. How could you be performing and criticizing the performance at the same time? Wait for the results. Be patient. The benefits of failure may take time to flower. I'm telling you, release it. Go into meditation. You're amazing. You're brilliantly talented. And if gals and guys, if you need to sit down and have a good cry, please do it. Just simply laughing. It's a catharsis. Laughing, crying, a catharsis. Be sure and listen tomorrow morning at 6:30 a.m. I'll do a recap of the whole week, but a new career at any age. Make it a great day. Au revoir.